Good evening. Good evening. It's good to be back in the house. When Pastor asked me today, you know, if I would bring the word tonight, I told him I would. But tonight I'm going to do some teaching on knowledge, on biblical knowledge. And if you would turn to your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3. And when you get there, say amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. And God's word says, "For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear Lord, for giving me the opportunity, Father God, to deliver your words, Father God. Lord God, use me as a tool, as a vehicle, Father God. Not for my glory, but for your glory, Father God. And Father God, I just invoke the Holy Spirit, Father God, to flow into solid rock tonight, Father God. And Lord God, I just give you the praise and I give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Knowledge. Knowledge. You know, in the Bible, the word know has a much wider range than our English word. It includes not only ordinary meanings of perception, sensing and understanding, but also the deepest and most profound experience in which we comprehend and apprehend reality. To know God in this sense, to understand his will, and this is the knowledge that we try when we come to church on Sunday mornings and Wednesday night and Sunday night service, is to understand the knowledge of who he is, amen, his will.
Amen.
And the most important responsibility, according to his will, is to understand who he is.
Amen.
Now, as we read in Genesis 3, 5, "For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And Adam and Eve got what they wanted, an intimate knowledge of both good and evil.
Amen.
But they got it in a distorted way. A very painful way. So we sometimes have the illustration that freedom is doing anything we want.
That's right. Amen.
God says true freedom comes from obedience.
Come on.
And knowing what not to do.
Yes. Amen.
See, the restrictions that he give us are for our own good, showing us how to avoid evil.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have the freedom. We all have a freedom to walk in front of a speeding car. But we know that speeding car will hit us if we get in the way. The same with the temptations that the enemy come at us.
Come on.
God has given us the understanding, the knowledge to know. You know, we don't have to experience evil to learn about life. It wasn't wrong for Eve to want to be as gods, or some version translate to the phrase to be like God. To become more like God is our highest goal.
Amen. Amen.
It is what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
But see, Satan misled Eve like Satan mislead us all the time.
That's right.
See, he told her that she could become more like God by denying his authority. But we understand the knowledge of who he is, then we can reject his influence,
amen,
his persuasion,
amen,
his perception.
Amen.
But see, we have to We fall short. We know the knowledge. We know what the word says. But we want to allow the enemy to manipulate us because we want to be free. We want to do it our way. What Eve did, she took the enemy's advice and thought she was going to be God herself because she disobeyed. See, when we try to be like God, we try to understand or be a reflection of his characteristics. Amen. And recognize his authority over our lives. Eve didn't realize that. She didn't accept that authority. As soon as we begin to leave God out of our plans, knowing the knowledge that we have, we are placing ourselves above him. And this is exactly what Satan wants us to do. When we take him out of our plans, out of our lives, we're saying that, hey, I don't need you. That's a misconception. Amen. Because we can't survive without our God.
Amen.
Knowledge. We know this, but we don't utilize the knowledge that God has given us. When we talk about knowledge, I'm talking about a biblical knowledge, not a natural knowledge. We got to understand who he is in the spiritual.
Amen.
And we learn, and we, when we read the Bible, when we study the Bible, when we come to Sunday school, Wednesday night study, morning service, evening service, we have all this knowledge. But we don't utilize that knowledge. The spiritual knowledge gives us the strength to rebuke, to bind the enemy that come to try to change us, or try to influence us, to do what we know is right, but we do it the wrong way. And we all are guilty of it. And why is that? Because we want that self-freedom. We want to do it our way.
Amen.
And knowing you have the knowledge, and when we do it our way, we always messed up.
Amen.
I'll be the first one to raise my hand.
Amen.
Knowing who Jesus is, excuse me, it's not enough for salvation. The devil knows who Jesus is.
That's right.
Turn to Mark 3:11, if you would. Turn to Mark 3:11. The knowledge, and this is what we're talking about, knowing who we are. Knowing who Jesus is not enough for salvation. When you get to Mark 3:11, say amen. Mark 3:11, and the unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." Just like the scripture. The unclean spirit knew that Jesus was God, God's Son, but they refused to turn from their evil purpose. We know that Jesus is God's Son, but we still turn away. Knowing about Jesus, or even believing that he is God's Son, does not guarantee our salvation. We must want to follow.
Amen.
And obey him.
Amen.
Having knowledge is different than having wisdom. We can know who God is, but do we have the wisdom to accept that? Turn to Proverbs 1. This making any sense tonight?
Amen.
Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1, we're going to read verse 7 and 9. And when you get to Proverbs 1, verse 7, say amen.
Amen.
And Scripture reads, Proverbs 1, 7 and 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instructions. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Now, in this age of information that we have available, where knowledge is plentiful, the internet, smartphone, we have all this information, but wisdom is scarce. See, wisdom means far more than just simply knowing a lot. It's a basic attitude that affects every aspect of our life. The first step to wisdom is to what? Fear the Lord. Amen. To honor. Amen. Not to fear, but to honor and respect. Amen. To live in the awe of his power. Yes, see, faith in God should be the foundation of our understanding. Yes. Of the world, our attitudes, and our action. See, if we trust in God, he will make us wise.
Amen.
Trusting ourselves, we are all fools.
Amen.
One of the most annoying types of people is a person that knows it all. He has an opinion about everything. And who is closed onto anything new. See, Solomon called this kind of a person a fool. Don't be a know-it-all. Instead, be open to advice of others, especially those who know you well and can give valuable insight and counsel.
Amen.
Learn how to learn from others.
Come on. Amen.
And remember, only God knows it all.
Amen.
Knowing who Jesus is not enough. We got to know. We got to want to embrace who he is. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't have the wisdom to utilize what you know, knowing God versus knowing about God. Knowing God, knowing versus knowing about God. It's one thing to know about him, but do you know him? Turn to Matthew 15, 9. Thank you, Lord. 15:9. And when you get to 15:9, say amen. Matthew 15:9. Knowing God versus knowing about God. 15:9 says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. See, the prophet Isaiah also criticized hypocrites, and like Jesus applied his word to the religious leaders. When we claim to honor God, while our hearts are far from him, or our worship means nothing, it is not to act religious. Our actions and our attitudes must be sincere. Because you can fool this congregation, but you cannot fool God.
That's right.
Again, like I said, when I say knowledge and wisdom, think of in the spiritual, not the natural. So knowing God, supposed to know about him. Even the demons know about God. You know, I think we were talking this, we've talked about in Sunday school about religion. And about our faith or being Christians. Because religion is just an act. Christianity is our life.
Amen.
It's our soul. It's who we are in Christ. Because you can pick anything to be a religion, but you can only pick one to be a Christian. And to have the knowledge and the wisdom to embrace it. And knowing, you know, we have the knowledge and we know it. And we have the wisdom. And I have to ask this yourself. Then why don't I step out? Why don't I use the wisdom and the knowledge that God has given me? Just use part of it, a little of it. Because when we allow fear to overshadow us, or when we allow doubt, hate, envy, then our knowledge and our wisdom is not being used the way God has given us. Because if we have the knowledge and the wisdom, there will be no doubt, there will be no fear, there will be no hate. Be love, compassion, understanding, unity. If you were to turn to Colossians 1, 4 and 5. Because faith isn't what you know about whom you know. I like that. Faith isn't what you know, but whom you know. Colossians chapter 1. And when you get to chapter 1, say amen. We're going to read 4 and 5. And the scripture reads, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. And to sum that scripture, it's not what we know that makes us a Christian, but it's whom we know. Knowing Christ is knowing God. You have the knowledge and you have the wisdom. It goes hand in hand. The knowledge is that we know who we are. The wisdom is that we know that Christ is in us. If you were to look at Colossians 26, because no believers have secret spiritual knowledge. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. And it reads, even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Now the false teachers in the Colossian church believed spiritual perfection was a secret or a hidden plan that only a few privileged people could discover. But Paul calls God's plan a mystery which had been hidden from him from ages, from generations. But now that secret is not anymore because it's ours now. That secret plan is Christ in us.
Amen.
We live it, we breathe it every day. Christ is in us. But see, the thing is, you got to have the knowledge and you got to have the wisdom to believe it and to accept it and to embrace that Christ is in you. Knowledge and wisdom. If we can just embrace those two words,
Can you imagine what we can do as a church, as a community, as a nation? We embrace knowledge and we embrace the wisdom. We have it. It's in each and every one of you. And all you got to do is believe it, that great is he that's in me, the he that's in the world. That's knowledge and that is wisdom. And all we got to do is embrace it and use it because he gives it to us each and every day. When he wakes us up and when we go to sleep. This is my teaching tonight on knowledge. And I hope that you embrace it because we all have it. Now one of us in here lacks it. Now one of us here is missing it. It's just that we don't use it.